الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this very great opportunity of coming in dunya. And if we understand the purpose, we have come in dunya, and perhaps hardly any of us think, why have I come here? If you land up in your workplace and you don't know why you are there, that you have to work, you don't know why I'm here. If you land up in a sports ground and you don't know why I'm here. You are married, you got your wife first night, and you don't know what is marriage, and why I'm here, why is this bedroom here and everything. Yeah, Allah has prepared everything, and there is a purpose, but man regards himself so clever, and the more clever he becomes, the more he doesn't think why I'm here. And it will be made very clear to us when we die, what we were for in the dunya. Fortunate, and those are the intelligent people in the definition of hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who know their akhirat and they prepare for akhirat. And in fact, a person who is 24 hours all the time worried, thinking about his akhirat. We are here for our Islam, and how many people in the world have gone to Khanqahs to make their Islam, etc. Allah has chosen us, He has brought us here. But who of us, even now and then, by way of a mistake also, we make dua, Ya Allah, my qabr life must be easy for me. Qiyamat Zay Hisab Kitab, I have to cross pull Sirat. These worries, though, when they overtake a person, not just the thought of it, by the way. Yeah, we listen to it in a bayan also, very sursari, just superficial. And we don't think about it after the bayan also. And the real, that is an intelligent person. Ulul albab, those people who worry about the akhirat, what will happen to me? We are so worried of our children, their future, their education, their health. So worried, but about the akhirat, How much are we? Who thinks about the akhirah? In fact, today we claim that I must give my child the best education. And we land up with the worst education, where he put him into such education where he denies Allah Ta'ala. How can that ever be the best education? How can that be called even education? So Allah give us the tawfiq to think why we are here. So our whole life is for that. And then in the whole life, Allah brings those occasions which are so special. And among them is this great and auspicious month of Ramadan. From the beginning, before Ramadan, it's so special. And the barakat of it goes till after Ramadan. Buzurgs of the fast, for 6 months after Ramadan, they should make dua that, Ya Allah, accept our Ramadan. And they should cry that we couldn't do what we had to do. We fell far short what we had to do. And the next 6 months, they start preparing for the next Ramadan. So their whole lives revolved around Ramadan. We, when Ramadan is coming from here, we start dreading it. And when it's gone, we are happy. What a difference it is. Just like when children are sick, small babies, etc., parents make dua, Ya Allah, if life has to be taken, take my life. And when the parents become old, children make dua, rather you take them away, Ya Allah. Now it's very hard to look after them. We can't manage to look after them. What parents make dua for the children, and what children make dua for their parents. What a world of difference. Anyway, so this is that great, great month, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. What a great, splendid, magnificent month it is. What is so splendid? What is so great? Unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The greatest namat of Allah Ta'ala came in this month, the Qur'an Sharif. Which is, in this ayat itself Allah Ta'ala explained, bayyinatim min al-huda. It's bayyinat, bayans. It opens up, explains, and so beautifully. It pulls you from the bottom of your heart. What an argument has been presented. What proof has been presented. Nobody in the world, all together in the world, can break the proofs of the Quran Sharif. So solid the Quran. And how it just amazes you. Bayyinati min al-huda. And of hidayat. That is the thing which every person, he doesn't acknowledge it, but hidayat he wants. How to work out this problem here? How to sort out this? My son has got a problem. My daughter has got, I've got a problem. In my business there's a problem. I must sort it out. All that, the big, big things, when they sort out, small things will just get sorted out easily. There is no difficulty whatsoever. So if we sort out our thing, it comes in the hadith, Man ja'ala al-humum hamma wahida. People who make all their worries one worry. Hamma al-ma'ad, the worry of the akhirah. Kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah will take care of all his dunya's worries. We just make our niyat akhirat. I must be successful in akhirat. Don't worry, I have to get married. Don't worry, I have to get a job. Don't worry, I have to buy a car. I have to settle down. You worry of akhirat. All your things Allah will sort out. You don't have to do a thing whatsoever. Woman tasha'at bi humum, and a person whose worries are spread out in this dunya. Oh, this problem. I've got so many problems. I've got so much jobs to do. The list of your jobs is a big, one job is a big job. But just your list of all the things you have to do. This also I have to do. This also I have to do. This also. That is already a big worry of its own. Just preparing the list of all what you have to do. So, and that person who makes dunya his worry, Allah says, I don't care in which problem of his he goes and get destroyed. In which valley he goes and get destroyed, I don't care. So Allah chooses the attention, la ubali. I don't care where he goes and get destroyed. And a person who makes akhirat, Allah says, I will look after his problem. Allah give us tawfiq to understand why we are in this world. And our lives must be like that. Not that we go for umrah, we go for jamaat, we come for khanqah. And that period, we are dedicated to that. And after that, again, all that is one chapter closed now. Now open another chapter now. Now our deen must be all the time, 24 hours. 365 days a week, our deen must be the priority. Allah give us topic. So this Quran will give us that bayyinati min al-huda wal-furqan. Furqan is a great ni'mat of Allah. That in any and all our matters, we have to be making decisions all the time. People are asking us our own decision. People ask us, what must we do? Give us advice. If you have Furqan, then it is very easy for you. One easy way, and we all should try and do that, any time of the day, read 7 times, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. By the barakat of that, any matter you have to decide, Allah will guide you to the best. You have to give advice to somebody, Allah will advise you, guide you to the best. Just any time of the day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. And every person, all the time we are busy making decisions. Must I read Quran Sharif now? Must I read my tasbih now? Must I make 2 rakats nafil namaz now? Must I take a little rest now? And all the time we are bombarded with this. And we can't be on our own. Our brains can never guide us to righteousness. They are limited, totally limited. Only Allah who knows everything. The ma lahu wa ma alayh. The details of everything, Allah is fully aware. So just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when necessary, also think, many of us have problems. Do we make turn to istikhara namaz? Do we turn to salatul haja? These are things that should be part of our life. All the time. We all the time have to make, and that can only when we make nafal namaz. Then we can do all this. In our nafal namaz, make niyat of salatu tawbah, where we are drowning in the gunas of Allah. Our virtues are also gunas. Our tawbah is also guna. While making tawbah, what nafis, incomplete tawbah we are making. Our namaz, our sajda. What are we thinking about? While I'm in sajda, I might be making a long sajda, and it might very well be to impress people. So the longer the sajda, the more longer you are in guna. You want to impress people that I'm making a very long sajda. And your nafs, you are making sajda for your nafs. You are making sajda for people. You are giving dhoka to yourself, dhoka, deception to other people, that I'm here and see my sajda, how long it is. My qiyam, how long it is. All the time you are deceiving people. So how lot of salatul tawbah, salatul haja, we are all the time in need of Allah Ta'ala. There isn't a split second that we don't need Allah Ta'ala. As we are sitting here, we hardly think of Allah has fulfilled all our needs, which we could never ever imagine. I must also ask Allah for this. As we are sitting, we need oxygen. Who of us ever made dua, Ya Allah, give me enough oxygen everywhere. And good, pure oxygen. Today, everything is polluted. Everything is adulterated today. When we fell into adultery, Allah gave us everything adulterated. If we will remain pure and clean, Allah will give us everything pure and clean. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. If the bad are for the bad, when we are like that, that is what it is, what we get also in return. So, salatul tawbah, salatul haja, we've got needs all the time. Every moment of, I need to breathe. I got that need. I need to go to toilet. My winds have to come out. If they don't come out, you've got a big problem. If you don't go, your urine doesn't come out. You'll land yourself in hospital. If your stool doesn't come out, all these are things animals need, human beings need, Muslims need. How much haja? And the biggest haja, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. When we read that, Allah replies to us and says, hada baini wa baina abdi. This is the matter between me and my banda. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلْ. And what my banda has asked me, I have given it to him. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلْ. What he asked me, past tense, that it is his already. So ask for hidayah. We reading اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. Most of us are not reading, not making namaz. Those of us who are reading, we are making, but we are not making. Who of us think we are asking hidayah from Allah? But our main, my object, which Allah made the height and the glorious, magnificent, top priority of my life, hidayah. When we are asking that in namaz, and Allah made us to be in a standing position in front of Allah, nobody between us and between Allah, me and my Allah, and Allah made me and I'm asking, but I'm not asking. I'm unaware, oblivious. What amount of ghaflat we have got, that I'm not even thinking that I need this. At that time also I'm thinking, I've made a date with somebody. I have to go and meet somebody. At that time also, we thinking of haram things. On that, somebody said, the Azad will, girls are also so pious, that if you ask them for a date, you want to go out with them, they'll give you a date, a khajur. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ, that they won't talk soft in a soft tune, that your niyyah gets spoiled. And وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Practically, they'll do qawla ma, go eat khajur, become a madani. And clear your mind and your thought. What are you asking for dates here? Like that old man, very old and hard of hearing, who couldn't hear. So he phoned a hearing aid company where he wanted to go in for an appointment. And as he started speaking, he started coughing badly. So the young lady there, she said, "Sir, I think you can phone back later." No, I'm all right, don't worry. And he starts again, coughing again. She says, "Sir, if you call back later, also." No, I'm all right. And he starts coughing 3-4 times. Then she said that, "What, you want to come in for appointment? You want a date?" He said, "I'm too old for that. I can't go out for a date now, I'm too old for that." So anyway, So what we don't think what the purpose of our life is. So we reading اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and our mind is the furthest from صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If our mind is not in that way, we're going to get صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with the Quran Sharif, بَيِّنَاتْ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And when you, فَمَنْ شَهِدَهُ, those who find the month of Ramadan, just go wild, فَلْيَصُمْ. Now it is rozas for this month. The celebration of this month are the rozas. The honor of this month, Allah made it, not big lights and festivals and a carnival or something, but rozas. In that way you're going to honor this month. And make rozas rozas. Don't just stay hungry. And we don't even stay hungry. We haven't got an idea what hunger is. Allahu Akbar. Those people who've tasted hunger, ask them what is. We don't even know what hunger is. We just ate a little breakfast a little early and supper a little late. And what then? What don't we have for our breakfast, for our sehri, for our iftari? What we want, everything is there. Those people who haven't got an idea, not what we're going to eat, but there is nothing to. When will we get something? No idea. It's not that we're going to. It's the 25th of the month, I'll be paid on the 30th. 5 days I must suffer it out. No idea when anything will come from anywhere. So we haven't got an idea also if we keep rozas. And for that, if we eat a little less, so to actually to feel the roza a little bit. Ibadat also, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. فَانْصَبْ is included in there, your ibadat. You must feel the strain a little bit. You make tilawat also. When we make tilawat, then we remember immediately the malfooz of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. That when you are making tilawat and you feel a bit sleepy, tired, close your Quran and go and sleep. On that one malfooz, we all make amal 100%. But if, what it is that make your ibadat that you feel. Maulana Palampuri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, make so much effort, then when you go in sleep, then where you don't know if you fell asleep first or your head hit the pillow first. You just went off, finished. And that was Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. His ibadat was so much. And then when he took his rest, also just a little while, not long. But he was, before even they could put him lying down, he was gone, sleeping already. So like this, who of us get that strain? We feel now too heavy and too much demand. This is too hard, too difficult. We got no idea what is required, basically what is required of us. And then we are immersed in dunya. We have to balance it. We have to go for pedal tennis. We have to go for soccer tournaments in Ramzan, middle of the night. That's a balanced life now. And then we making judgment that you're sitting for a little while and making zikr and that is too heavy, that is too much. We got no idea. Look at the lives of our akabir, their whole lives. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, there was no difference of his Ramzan and out of Ramzan. His whole year was Ramzan. And you could set your watch the time according to the punctuality of Maulana. That so pabund he was with everything. On its time, everything he did. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, this is that great month. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We revealed it, the Quran Sharif, in this month, in laylatul qadr, which is the last, among the last 10 nights, the odd nights. Most of the ulama feel it is the 27th, on that night the Quran Sharif. What a great namat. The world, the malaika, what it must be, have been carrying on, that the Quran is being revealed. Then the surahs, for example, Allah give us tawfiq to read Surah Fatiha, Alhamdul Sharif, Ayatul Kursi, third supara. And then Shahid Allah, with the ayat, in the deen عند الله Islam. And the ayat, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. These four ayat. They are right by the throne of Allah, joined to the throne of Allah. When Allah wanted to reveal them, they complained to Allah. Ya Allah, we who are by you, by your throne. And these people who are fasadis, they make problems. They are murderers, they are killers, they are rapers. These terrible people you're going to be revealing us to you. Allah said, I take a qasam by my honor. Whoever will read you after the faraz namaz. That is, there are those faraz that have got sunnat e muakkada after that. After the faraz namaz. Four great virtues I will bless those people. And this is absolutely authentic, this hadith. It is, to make amal, it is 100%. The first, Allah will look at that person 70 times in a day with mercy. And 70 in Arabs, by Arabs and Arabic language means a great amount. In other words, all the time, Allah will look at you with mercy. The second is, Allah will give you a place in Hadiratul Quds. That is the highest place of Jannah. The highest place. And the third is, that Allah Ta'ala will fulfill, in one riwayat, 70 of your needs and another 90. In the one riwayat, poverty, you'll never see poverty. And your worry and gham, you'll have no worry and gham. Allah will see to it by reading this. And then the fourth is that Allah will protect you from your enemies and in fact give you the upper hand over your enemies. You don't have to fight your enemies. Allah will see to it. You read this regularly. You don't have to worry of all criticism and that's going to bring despondency and worry. It won't even tickle you. It won't touch you. It won't be even like a mosquito flying past you, buzzing past you. Nothing it will mean to you. Just read this. Allah give us tawfiq. So these are the great things that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this Quran Sharif was revealed and all the great namats of the Quran and these ayat and how many other reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha. What great virtues they are for there also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this Allah says all this will happen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Keep the rozas of the month of Ramadan. Rozas have been made faras on you, kutiba alaykum, on every part of your body. Not only that you don't put food in your mouth, and that you don't drink, Rozas have been made farz on your eyes also. Rozas have been made farz on your ears, on your mind, on your heart. Rozas have been made farz on your stomach also. In this month, that where you are told, only eat fakulu mimma zukirasmullah adi. فَقُلُوا حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Eat halalan طَيِّبًا. Rozas have been made, no halalan طَيِّبًا. Only during the day. At night you can go and eat again. But just make your roza properly and stay away from halal. That is what roza is. Then your whole life you'll stay away from haram. You won't have to worry where my chicken sauce is coming. Allah will make it, only halal will come to you. All your food, your income, money will be halal. What you consume will be halal. Just in this month, stay away from halal for the day period and your whole life. I'll make this dua also. Allahumma jannibna al-haram haythu kan, wa ayna kan, wa inda man kan, wa ma kan. Oh Allah, save us from haram. I mean, haythu kan, from whatever source. Allahumma jannibna al-haram haythu kan, wa ma kan, and whatever it is, wa min inda, and by whoever, whatever Allah wills. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahish ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Oh Allah, save us from fawahish, this evil, filthy sexual ideas, thoughts that come, what is apparent of it, what is hidden. These are the du'as to make. And see, then Allah protects us. Then you don't have to be all the time that I get so terrible thoughts and that. I'm the imam. And that also when I'm making du'a, I'm thinking evil things. Hey, nothing like that. Turn to Allah. Allah has given us this month for that. So this is that great month. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, gives a beautiful example for life. And it applies very aptly for Ramzan also. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that if there is an orchard with the best fruit in the world, for example, it is like an orchard of Jannat in this dunya, such wonderful fruit, and it's all in sections. The one section is more superior than the other. You are offered to enter that orchard now, as we have been not only offered, Ramzan has come to us. You didn't even have to click OK. You didn't have to click yes. It's there for you. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to enter your ID number, no code, nothing. It has come for you. That orchard is here. Beautiful orchard. And you are given a basket, you enter here free of charge. And you go in there and whatever fruit you want, you take. Only two conditions. That one is, once your basket is full, you can't take more. And the other is, that you can't return back. You just have to move front all the time. So as you're going, and what simple condition? You go, wonderful fruit, you fill up your basket, and you mustn't turn back. Who wants to turn back? You just want to move front. So simple, no difficulty. Here is the month of Ramadan. We are given these baskets from Allah Ta'ala, and all the fruit of Jannah. Allah has put it here in this dunya. And to now go in and just fill up. So you go, you see the first section of the an abad. What fruit? You can't, there are no words to explain it. You can't imagine. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون. That all the jannat, what things have been prepared. في أنهار من ماء غير عاسين. وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من عسل مصفى وله فيها من كل ثمرات. And he's got all fruit in that garden. Now you see, but as you want to take, you just look a little up and you see the next section got even more better than this section. If I fill my basket, I won't be able to take in the next section. So let me not fill. So you proceed to the next section eagerly. When you come there, abad, that fruit is even more better than this fruit. So now when you want to take again, yeah, the third section you see. And that is even more better. So you say, if I fill my basket, I won't be able to take more. And I won't be able to come back. So let me go to the third. You go to, and abad, definitely, that fruit is even more superior. That third section has got a mirror, like most of the fruit shops at the back, they got mirrors, and in the mirror, everything, in a mirror, it looks more better. So the fruit more outside that looks even more better. So you say, if I fill my fruit here, I won't get. And you carry on, the next worst thing you realize, you are out of the orchard. And your basket is empty. You didn't put one fruit in it also. So like that, many of us, Ramzan, I'm going to do. When Ramzan comes, it's a bit now, I have to finish this shop work here, I have to see to that here, I have to go to for my paddle tennis and all, let me finish all this rubbish of mine. Next Asharah, next 10 days, then I'm going to now really become serious. Next 10 days come, now you read the ayat, in Ramzan you must meet with your wives? وَالْآنْ بَاشِرُهُنْ. Now Ramzan is here, now make mubashara. And ulama have written, it's in the tafsir, the child that is conceived in Ramzan is the most mubarak. The Ramzan child, so the child that will be born in Jamadiul Ukhra, Rajab, that is the most mubarak child that is conceived in Ramzan. Allah gave command now. فَالْآنْ بَاشِرُهُنْ. So anyway, so now, this is that time now. So I'll fill my basket later. Then you come to the third Ashara, this year I spoiled my Ramzan. Next year I will do it. And now after this I'm going in Jamaat. I'm going to get ready. I'm going 1 year in Khanka after this. I'll go in for Umrah. I'm going to correct myself. Now you're out of the orchard and you took nothing. Let that not be our case. Here is this wonderful opportunity. Just fill up whatever we can. And the height of it is to find Allah Ta'ala. Ramzan, all the amal, 100% endeavor, strive to make as much ibadat. But don't forget the main object. Ho ke bhi manzil, meri manzil nahi. For the true love of Allah, all these things, great, great things. Rewards are unimaginable, very great. And you're going to get it, and it's there for you. But it's not my destination. My destination is the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Two incidents which we have read, what we remember. One was of Ayaz, who was the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi. And a lot of lessons people have learned from a slave. For them, al-sa'idu mawwiza bighayrihi. A fortunate person is he who takes lessons from other people's lives. What happens, good and bad, he takes a lesson. And a shaqi, a bad and useless person, he thokre khate rehte. In his life, you see, this is going wrong. My daughter got divorced. This problem, that problem. Now I'm bedridden. But he doesn't take any lesson. Forget other people's problems, his own problems. He's going through them. And he doesn't take any lesson from that. And these, the height of the educated people in this, they say these are the things of dunya. It happens. Earthquakes come. Floods come. They don't take the lesson. They don't just come. They are being sent. And they are not being sent haphazardly. There is a reason. And it isn't Allah. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They made zulm on their own self. Correct yourself. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Make inabat إِلَى اللَّهِ. That's the solution to all these problems. So this is the way that we have to go to turn. So we take a lesson from this occasion. So this Mahmud Ghaznavi, he also threw his palace open with all pearls, diamonds everywhere. And this other king also, he also threw it, and all the courtiers could take whatever they want to. Here was Ayaz, the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi, and there the other king had a slave girl, so pretty, and the beloved of the king, Khalisa, and he loved her. And both of them just stood still. The king said, haven't you heard my command? What's your command, king? Repeat it. You can take what you want to, what you put on your hand is yours. You don't have to even carry it. You just claim it. Put your hand on it and it's yours. Everything. You sure, king? I'm making the announcement. I'm the king. I'm in my proper senses. It's not that I didn't sleep in Ramzan. My mind is not working. I'm in my proper senses. Then both walked up and put their hand on the king. When you are ours, then everything is ours. What you have put out today is a lot fi nafsi on its own, but nothing compared to what is in the treasure. And what is still going to come in your treasure? If I got you, I got all those things. So don't forget to get Allah. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine. And if you are not mine, nothing is mine. So make ibadat. Acquire all the great rewards. Work out your arithmetic and mess the calculations for tilawat, so lot sawab. What wuzu, in namaz, sitting, standing, for so much sawab. Acquire all that. But the main thing, don't forget, to find Allah. And to find Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your ilah, all your needs you want to satisfy, all your happiness you want, all your sorrows you want to save yourself, is one. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. One Allah. You don't have to go to many shops. You don't have to go to many gods. You don't have to go to many women to satisfy yourself. Your ilah is one. You follow his commands and you'll find everything. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ. He is wahid, there is no one beside him. He is the one and only. هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most merciful. He is most kind. He is everything for you. Find him in this month. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ. Your ilah is one ilah, one God. And ulama, you can just revise again. Go to Baydawi and in the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, where Imam Baydawi has explained ilah, the various aspects of it, and other mufassireen also. Then we'll get a proper understanding of what is a God. What is who we believe the one, who is that one Allah? When we study this, we'll get a good idea who is that one Allah. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. You just surrender yourself to you. Wholeheartedly. No ifs and buts. No now and then. No this way or that way. Just surrender. فَأَسْلِمُ لَهُ. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. And لَهُ مُقَدَّم. Only to Allah surrender. And that don't surrender. Don't think of anyone. Surrender solely to Allah Ta'ala. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Well, then when you do that, and you have done that, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Give now glad tidings to the مُخْبِتِينَ. The مُخْبِتِينَ, after the literal translation of the dictionary of مُخْبِتِينَ, the land which is totally finished, it's, people have walked on it, it's got nothing. Like that, you become like that. That Amr ibn Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained, who are the mukhbiteen? They are those people who don't cause any harm to anyone. And all the harm caused to them, they don't even think about revenge. Not the thought of revenge goes through their mind. Like that piece of ground, they're just lying, people are walking, spitting on it, jumping on it, doing everything. Like that are the mukhbiteen. Allah is saying, give glad tidings to the mukhbiteen. Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala explained, the mukhbiteen are those people who are totally loyal to Allah in difficulties and in ease also, hardship and in ease also. When they're in poverty and financial constraints, and when they have abundance also, fully they are just obedient to Allah and they just do Allah Ta'ala's work. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. These are those people, when they make the zikr of Allah, then their heart, the awe of Allah is felt in their heart. And they just hear Allah's name. Somebody else making zikr. How many of them? The jinnat. When they heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading Quran, inna sami'na Quranan ajaba yahdi ila rushd. Oh, what a Quran. And Zatul Nakhla, Nabi alayhi sallam was making, Allah's Rasul making fajr. And inna Quran al-fajr. كان مشهور. What the, those are the things that we have to be. Not World Cup, Qatar, and not all this other stupid and filthy thing. This is the place where the Imam who reads so beautifully. And if you, the Imam reads, for example, Surah Kahf, the second ruku, the third ruku, and you are just Surah Kahf, he reads. And what the subject matter is, the last ruku of Surah Ibrahim, and it's a different world. So when they hear, then their hearts are overtaken with awe. Their hearts tremble. And according to the istidad, the capabilities of every person, those are some of them, their hearts are filled with this awe. And the other people, their hearts are filled with tumanina, peace. When they hear Allah's name, they just find peace, serenity. Somebody making dhikr loudly and your heart is filled with awe. Somebody softly, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And tumanina, peace comes in your heart. He is making dhikr, you're just hearing, and peace comes in your heart. Allah reward Allah ma'alusi. He says, in our time, the mashayikh of tasawwuf, they made, lot of people went wrong, and even in tasawwuf, they went far off the mark, completely off. He says, they are dancing when they're hearing the name. The dancing dervishes, etc. Famous in the world, there's other people, the Qadriya Silsila. Unfortunately, they are too much in all these things. Then how he replies to them, Allahu Akbar. He doesn't attack them or anything. He says that we will know whether in their heart was the awe of Allah or this tumanina that they were dancing like this. Yawma tubla sarai. The day secrets will open, then we'll know what was in their heart. He didn't attack them. He gave all the answers. But he gave it in such a way, وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When he passed through this very difficult, he just gave this. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ وَتُزْهِرُ الزَّمَائِرِ. And when the pronouns will be now made clear, when you said, he who you are referring to you, when you said, she who you are referring to, well, all these things will come clear on Qiyamah's Day. So these are those people that the first thing, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The second quality, وَإِذَا وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُ صَبَرْ. And that also needs a lot of explanation. And more than explanation, practical implication. That we actually make, not just give big bayans on sabr, but that we go through the sabr. If you give a big bayan on how to make pudding, you won't have the taste of pudding in your mouth. And you didn't hear any bayan, but you put pudding in your mouth, you won't be able to explain, but you won't be able to stop eating also. Your one bowl won't be enough, you want a second bowl also, when you start enjoying. So when we make sabr, وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابُهُمْ. And the third quality of these mukhbitin, وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Those people who make iqamati salah, not sallu salah, who make namaz what is requirement. One of these four things, if we get 1% of one of these four things, we will be the biggest buzurgs in the world. And by Allah we will have what position. And if we get all four, and we just get a pass mark, and we excel, our lives are for this. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. هَذَا مَوْعِذَةَ لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيْءٍ. هَذَا مَوْعِذَةَ لِلنَّاسِ. هَذَا بَيَانُ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًا وَمَوْعِذَةً. This is what we have to strive for. مُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And then the fourth one is, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The day we enjoy more to give than taking. When somebody gives you a hadiah, alhamdulillah, you feel happy. But the day you feel more happy in giving than taking, then you will know what is وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. What is that enjoyment? Just one Maulana in Cape Town, a sheikh, he's zakatable, poor. But when he gets his salary, zakat, still remain, after he gets his salary, he's still zakatable. Small amount. But the first thing he takes out for those who are more than in need of than himself. He himself is zakatable. He needs it. He is poor. But when he gets his small salary, first he takes out to give to other people. The day we get the enjoyment of giving, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, nephew came to him and asked for some money. He said, Wallah, I got nothing. If I had 10,000 dirhams, I should have given them to you. Allah made it such, he just left and 10,000 dirhams came. She said, Ma Allah put me to a heavy test now. I said, I'll give it to you. And now she has to give it. She called for him and she gave him the 10,000. She had how much of money? And told her slave girl, her tenant, give this to this one, that one, that one, that one. Iftari came, bring iftari. Nothing for iftari. Had you kept something that we could have bought today, something just to eat, not something special today. We had so much, today we could have made a special iftari. Not special, we could have some iftari. There wasn't anything for iftari. The day we get the enjoyment more of giving than taking, these four qualities Allah bring us, and the Quran and the Hadith Sharif, well, this is what we have to strive for. Not just that we come in the Khanqah, we passed our time, that I'm a Khalifa, old Khalifa, and I have to come here. These are the fine-tuning things that we have to strive. And before we leave dunya, this is what we have. Whether I live till old age or young age, that's not important. Whether I live a healthy life, sick life, Allah give us all afiyat, sehat. But these are the things that we have to strive for. And those who achieved it when they were still young, unmarried, 18, 20, 22, Mubarak for those people. Those who achieve it when they are 80, about to their one leg, both legs are in the qabr, but they went with this, they have taken the treasures of the world. And if you live your whole life and you didn't get this, you took nothing whatsoever. Allah give us all tawfiq.